My notes. So I get to share a little bit of my testimony in telling you what's going on. You might notice that my shoes don't go with my dress. That was on purpose, okay. So the scripture that came to mind as I was thinking about sharing is out of 139, which says, "If I take the wings of the morning and go to the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand leads me and your right hand comforts me. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there." It's from Psalm 139. Back in 1989, this man by the name of Kevin McDonald told me one day that he had seen me at a conference, and God pointed me out to him and said, "See that woman?" And he said, "Yes, Lord." And the Lord told Kevin, "I'm healing her from the inside out." At the time, I was still in recovery from anorexia. I had barely made it over 100 pounds, and I had a ways to go. But there was a lot that had happened to me in my life that needed to be healed. Among those was that I had learned very well how to run any situation that felt uncomfortable to me or threatening or caused me to feel anxiety or to feel bad about myself or that I felt overwhelmed about. I had learned to run. And there are lots of ways to run. Some of them really aren't really good at all. One story, just put it in context. I gave my life to the Lord when I was 4 in my front yard. Jesus came to me and asked me if I wanted him to live in my heart. And I said yes. And that was my salvation. And I grew up in a tradition that didn't teach that you have to give your life to Jesus. So it was a big moment. And so I knew the Lord, but I still went through a whole bunch of really hard times. And one of those stories, I don't share too many of these because I don't know that they're good for people to hear. But one of them happened when I was in the 6th grade. I was standing at the corner of Willow School, which is where I went. I had no friends that year. I was one of the kids who was teased and bullied, rejected. My teacher pretty much didn't know what to do with me, so I spent my time in the back of his classroom teaching myself. I was standing at the corner of the building wanting to run away and knowing in that instant that there was nowhere for me to run. Had I gone home, I would have been punished. Had I run to my church, my pastor would have called my parents and I would have been punished. So I learned a really dangerous way to run away at that point. I learned how to withdraw and dissociate. It was a real fracture in my soul, and those fractures continued through the years. It was bad all the places. So I really learned that. I had also learned through my life that I pretty well was on my own and had to fend for myself. And I carried that into adulthood. There were times when it seemed like it worked pretty well. I got to go to work because I knew how to fight for myself. Well, that was also causing harm and a really bad habit called running away. So back up to 1990, about 20 years ago, I would say it was 1994, Holy Spirit said to me, "You know, you need some really serious healing that you aren't going to get until you're strong enough and you're in a place that's safe enough." Now forward to about 2008. I start having these dreams about being in a fellowship and going through healing that is so profound I feel like I'm being undone, only it's healing. I waited 3 years to come here to New Hope because I knew about that was going to end up. And I was really afraid because, you know, who wants to be undone? So I get here, and probably 4 months after I arrive, some of this inner healing begins. And God still starts really going after me about my own identity, who I see myself to be, how I experience myself in the context of other people, and all sorts of stuff. Well, we got through some of that, and then this year, started doing a profound healing. He revealed to Kent that I had a really fractured soul. That, you know, it's not quite what you would call dissociative identity disorder, but there was more than one of me. And so he started integrating my soul, taking the parts away and getting it down to who I really am. And so that has involved a whole lot of learning, a whole lot of letting go of things. Well, the other thing that had been going on in my 2 years and 9 months here, so I've had some kind of hard struggles, and there are times when I've felt pretty unwanted. And so I get integrated, and I don't really know how to be here. So by the end of July, I had pretty well left New Hope every way but physically, and was pretty well ready to do that too. So Kent and I have kept talking, and a couple of friends that know my struggles who have talked with me and prayed with me. Well, last week, as I was sitting here, I told Jesus that I want to stay and I want to throw away my running shoes. So that's what we're doing today. We're throwing away my running shoes. And there's a really prophetic thing about having running shoes that don't go with my dress. These were from my old reality and my old nature, so they don't really go with my new reality and my new character.
Amen. Okay, I have a chair for you. And Cheryl is going to come and exchange your shoes. And we have a garbage can here that you can throw them in. Here. No, that's Cheryl's going to do it. Because this is a body thing. It's not just a matter. Let her throw them away.
Oh, I'll put the shoes on.
No, yes.
You want me to throw them away?
She can throw them away.
You throw them away.
Yes, they're hers.
They're yours.
Yes, they're pretty ones. Match her dress. And they look like almost like, what do you call those? Like party shoes. Yeah, I wouldn't know the right term for a lady's. It's like, anyway, party shoes, that's good. You know, it's interesting. When she was coming in this morning, I knew she was going to throw shoes away, and I saw these in her purse, and I thought, those are too pretty to throw away. Oh, stand up.
You look at my feet.
Oh, Lord, we thank you for Hannah and for the work you are doing in and through her, Lord. And we just declare that she is continuing to heal as she draws close to you. Mm-hmm. And, Lord, we're glad you made Hannah the way she is. And we just bless who she really is created to be. And we're thankful that you are releasing her from all the false identities that have come up trying to be who she thought she was supposed to be rather than just who you made her to be. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We just release your grace and your life in her. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, God is good. You need help back now. Yeah.